there. My name's Josie and I'm from Melbourne, Australia. I've been training under Isabel at Peak Endurance Coaching now for around 4 to 5 months. And in that time, I can honestly say that she has been absolutely fabulous coach. My last training block hasn't been ideal with getting COVID, then getting an injury, but she was absolutely fantastic. She was so supportive and she kept adjusting my program to suit my training so I could keep going in some way, shape or form. She's also really, really responsive to messages, which I absolutely love. And she's always up for a chat if there's ever any need. It's very, very clear that Isabel loves running and she's very passionate when it comes to helping her athletes succeed. So with that, I can highly recommend her. She's fabulous. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Peak Endurance Podcast for another week. I am your host, Ron Tate, and
sub-host. I'm the host with the most.
Yes. The fabulous Isabel Tate.
Yes, that's it. Fabulous. That's one way of describing me.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Here we are for another night. It's just going to be a short episode because we're running super duper late, and we just have run out of time. It was either that or not do one at all.
That's right. So we thought we'd just do a quick one. And today was a particularly cold day.
Bitterly cold.
Yeah, the wind was really cold.
The rain was really cold.
Well, the rain was really cold.
But luckily, the wind was cold.
Yeah, we missed the run, missed the rain on our runs.
Yeah.
So it gave us the idea and we thought we'd have a quick chat about running in winter.
When it's cold. Because ultimately, I know you could run on a treadmill when it's cold. It really is best to run on the road.
Yeah.
You don't race on a treadmill. Last time I checked, we're not doing our trail races or ultra races or even track races or road races on a treadmill.
That's right.
And the gods don't come and always smile in our favor and give us perfect weather. It just doesn't happen.
And the treadmill gives you a false reading of where you're at.
Yeah.
Because basically what it does is it moves the surface for you. You're not moving the surface. Yeah. It's moving it for you. So all you're doing is rolling your legs over.
You are working hard.
You're working your heart, but you're not working.
They're working hard.
Yeah.
When I was in Canada and I couldn't do quality on this ice, I could do easy runs in the snow and ice and I'd have to do my quality on a treadmill. I was still working hard.
Yeah, I just don't think it's the same.
It's not the same. Yeah. I agree 100%. I mean, and if you are a person living in a country, obviously not winter now, but you listen to this, and you, if it's icy and snowy, do your quality on the treadmill. But the easy runs, I mean, I used to be fine doing easy runs on the snow and ice, and even on unplowed, you know, it wasn't plowed necessarily. But certainly in Australia, we have no reason other. No. The only other reason I would say in Australia for running on the treadmill, if it's like 40 degrees.
Yep.
That's when I think running on a treadmill is better for you because I don't really think running for a few hours in 40 degrees is that good for you, to be honest.
And we're talking 40 degrees centigrade.
Yes. Celsius.
Celsius centigrade.
Yes, not Fahrenheit.
Call it what you will.
Yeah. So in that case, then, yes, the treadie is fine. But in Australia, in general, there is no reason to use a treadmill.
No.
It's very rare. Especially
we actually had a treadmill during the COVID months. We had a treadmill. I think we used it twice.
That we pretended to use. To be fair, it was a shit treadmill.
Yeah, it was. It was very small, so it was very easy to run off the side of it. And for it people who are a bit, you know,
challenged.
Balance challenged like we are.
Coordinatedly challenged,
I'd
rather stick a pencil in my eye than run on that bloody treadmill. Right. Anyway, we got rid of that quick smart.
Yeah.
So basically what you have to do, other than just suck it up, is learn how to deal with it. For myself, I run early mornings, so it's pretty dang cold. But in some respects, running in the afternoon in the cold is harder because you've had all day in a nice warm office or whatever you've been doing, and it's harder to force yourself to go out there.
You know what's coming.
You know
what's coming. You look out the window all day going, oh,
please don't rain.
I've got to run in this.
Yeah.
You're driving home in the rain.
Yeah.
Going, oh, God, I've got to get home. I've got to change into my running gear and then go out in this and run.
But if you've got goals, then you just kind of have to do it.
Yeah.
So what I do is in the mornings when I run, I have benchmarks, right? If it's 10 degrees, if it's 8 degrees or over, it's singlet weather, singlet and shorts, maybe capris. I will wear capris just because I find them easier for carrying my phone in, quite frankly. It's not because of the temperature. I just find them easier for that. But 8 degrees is singlet weather. I don't wear a long top and I don't wear gloves. Today was 7 degrees and or lower. I wasn't sure what it was going to be. So I wore a T-shirt and a long sleeve top and wore gloves. And I ended up running just in my T-shirt, obviously wishing I'd worn a singlet. So maybe 7 degrees is my new.
Maybe it's moved, yeah.
Yeah, but it was different this morning. There was a really cold wind. So I actually had to keep my gloves on. It's not that my fingers were cold. It was the backs of my hand from the wind was getting really cold. And the gloves were really handy for wiping all the snot off my face. So you got to think of those things too, because the gloves I have, and they have this nice little soft, not terry toweling, but soft bit on the thumb for you to wipe your nose with. And that's much better than using my T-shirt.
Yes. Whereas I'm an afternoon runner.
So different things.
Yeah, for me.
It's rare that you would wear gloves in the afternoon.
No, I don't. The only times I really wear gloves is if I'm running, like starting a long run early in the morning.
Yeah. And when he says early, he's talking like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, early.
Ron doesn't know what early is.
That's early. whereas, yeah, for my afternoon runs, I mean, I'll wear shorts all year. Like
in Canada.
Never wear long pants. Wouldn't even think of running in long pants, particularly in Australia.
No, you don't.
And for me, I tend to wear a T-shirt until it's around 14, 15 degrees, and then I might start wearing a singlet. Certainly.
God, 14?
Yeah, certainly below that. Like today was 12, I think, when I went out for a run and I was wearing a T-shirt and I wasn't regretting not wearing a singlet.
But I think that was also because of the wind.
Yeah.
Today, the wind was icy.
Yeah.
But on the weekend when we went out on Sunday and it was 5 degrees when we first went out, and I said it was singlet weather, but because it was 5 degrees, I wore a T-shirt, and by golly, it was singlet weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was
even you admitted
because we were doing hill repeats, so we were working fairly hard up those hills.
Yes, I just pretty much 7 or 8 degrees and over, it's singlet weather. Right, but it depends on the wind. So what you need to do is you need to layer.
There's nothing
wrong with taking a long sleeve top off and tying it around your waist. Like, what's the issue with that? Gloves, you know, that's why God designed pockets in your pants, right? So
as they say, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing choices.
Exactly. And do you know what? Running in the cold is so refreshing. Like some mornings I'll be sitting in the house, you know, nursing my coffee, practically crying because I don't want to go outside in the cold. Heater's on. I've got my, as you can see here, I've got my electric blankety thing that I've got around my legs. And then I go, oh, and I'm so sleepy. And then I go outside and it's like, whoo.
Wide awake.
Yeah. And I'm feeling good and chipper and I run. I'm like this morning's run, I was maybe I should have had a rest day. Maybe I should have kept sleeping. And then at the end of the run, I'm like, I'm so glad. I feel so good. I love that. The cold weather, the cold air really peps you up, makes you feel good, makes you feel alive. It is so much nicer running in winter. When you run in summer and you leave hot, you come home hot, it's horrible. Whereas in winter, you feel refreshed. It's great.
Yeah.
I think it's quite... enlivening.
Yeah, I think so. I think particularly during and after the run, running in winter is great. It's getting out there, which can be half the battle.
Yeah, it's the first 5 to 10 minutes. And to be fair, the first 5 to 10 minutes of most of my runs are pretty crap. So then they're just cold and crap. Yeah. Well, you know, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Because I know, and I'd rather start in a singlet freezing some days then okay, there I am saying you can tie a jumper around your waist, but sometimes I just couldn't be bothered. Well, it's more that the arms unravel and they flap around, and I don't like things flapping and touching me, and you know, and so I have to, if I do, like this morning I wore it and I had to tie it around, had to wrap it around each arm so there was no chance of it sticking out, and that takes time and effort, and then I've got to roll it to a certain thing because if it rolls a different way and I can feel it flapping, it's very complicated.
Absolutely. I know how much you hate things either touching you or flapping or bouncing.
Yes.
It's got to be.
Just so.
Everything has to be in its place and snug and just not moving.
Not moving. Unlike me. So, you know, that's why I don't wear a long sleeve top as if I can help it, just because it shits me up the wall, basically. But you might not be quite so fussy and pedantic, and by God, I wish I wasn't. You know, but ultimately it's nice running in winter. And like when I lived in Canada and I'd get up and it was negative whatever, and I would go out running in the snow and the cold, and that's like some of my fondest memories. Like you think about when we ran in Canada, how beautiful it was in the cold.
There was one morning where we got up and it had snowed overnight. It was like -5 or something like that. So we just put our, what do you call them, the spikes?
Yeah, cahoots. Not cahoots. That's a game I play with the kids at school. Cthulhas, but they weren't Cthulhas. They were a different brand. I forgot. Yeah.
Anyway, we put spikes on our feet so we could run across the ice. And it was great. It was just nice and refreshing. I did wear gloves that morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think I wore a long sleeve top the whole time too.
But still, you know, shorts, long sleeve top, gloves, that was good enough.
And you know, if it's raining, like to be honest, we don't really wear raincoats either, do we?
No, we don't.
They really annoy me tied around my waist. They flap, they do what they're told. So I'd rather just not wear it because honestly, what's a bit of rain? You just get wet. I mean, like.
That's right. I mean, nothing against a raincoat, but personally, it has to be cold and wet.
Yeah, for me to wear a biting wind.
Yeah, because I sweat so much in the raincoat that I end up just as wet as if I didn't wear it.
It's like the 80s sauna suits.
Yeah, that's right. So it has to really, it's more a cold thing than a wet thing for me, wearing a coat.
Yeah.
So I normally, you know, if I'm out and it's raining, I'll just put a hat on.
Because that's what I do too.
I don't like the rain in your face. No. So I'll wear a cap.
Yeah, and that's the only times I'll wear a peak. Mm. And if it stops raining, I'll take it off and put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Is I'll wear a peak. And that's all the wet weather gear you need, really.
Yeah.
Because it's rarely, rarely in Australia that cold.
No.
I mean, some parts, yes. And if you're in the mountains, absolutely just bring it with you. But just around suburbia in Melbourne, we are fine, you know, and it rains a bit and then you warm up.
That's right.
It's good to have it with you, though. Like sometimes I'll take it with me just in case because, like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. If we're wearing a pack, if we're on a long run and we're in the local hills,
and we're not sure if it might rain, then we'll just take to be safe,
just to be covered in case.
You know, what if you sprain your ankle and you can't run? Yeah. You've got something there. I mean, I always pack a space blanket. Yeah. I never go for a run without a space blanket for the same reason, because if you fall and hurt yourself, it's the movement that keeps you warm. Yeah. So if you suddenly can't move, you need stuff just in case. Yeah. But if you're the kind of person that is really, really cold, like Nikki, my friend Nikki, she freezes to death. I'll be wearing a singlet and she'll be wearing a thermal, a long sleeve top, a t-shirt, gloves, a beanie, you know, everything under the sun. And she does not get hot. Mm. So, I mean, I don't understand her and she doesn't understand me, but, you know, you've got to start learning your own body, dressing according to your own body, and just knowing that once you start moving, you will warm up.
That's right.
And just remember, your race is not going to be run indoors. It's not going to be run on a treadmill. It's not going to be run in the world's most perfect weather. Chances are it won't be. It might, you know, but chances are it won't be. There's going to be something, wind or rain or something.
And if you live in Melbourne, it could be all of that.
So go outside, practice in the cold. You can't just put all your training. If you've got a race in October, you can't just go, well, I'm not going to train if it's cold or it rains, because you're not going to train.
That's right.
Not if you're in Melbourne, Sydney or Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically not going to train.
Yeah.
Or Tassie. Oops.
Yeah, them too. Them too. I think they're a part of Australia.
Aren't they? I don't know. Yeah. They probably wish they weren't. So, you know, you need to train in that kind of weather.
Yeah.
And to be honest, even if your race is in December or January, if it's in the high country, I mean, I've been in the high country on Christmas Day and it snowed.
That's right.
So, you know, it's Australia. It's we have wild, unusual weather. There's been
years where it's snowed in February.
Yes. So, I mean, I remember living in the Dandenongs. It was 20 odd years ago and it snowed on Christmas Day in the Dandenongs. Mm. So, you know, and that's 600 metres.
Yeah.
So, you know, crap weather can come any time of the year. And you need to train in it because you're a human being. You are not designed to be indoors 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that'll do.
Yep.
We've ranted.
Nice and short.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
Don't be afraid to get out there in the rain. Rain's good for you. Yep.
Nice, you know.
Yep. Rain is not an excuse to stay inside.
No, absolutely not. No, not at all.
I remember when I was, you know, before I was a runner, I used to be driving down the road and seeing those poor schmucks running along in the rain thinking, what are they doing? Like, why would you do that? That looks so miserable. And now that's me.
Yep.
Now exactly. I'm looking at the cars going, what idiot, why would you be driving along? Why would you be out running in this?
That's right. Look, you know, I love all the weather. I do. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I think it toughens you up mentally and physically, and we could all do with a bit of that.
Yep.
All right. Have a great week, day, evening. I don't know when you're listening to this. Morning,
yep.
Afternoon, mid-morning, brunch, lunch. Sorry. I'm rambling.
Yes, you are.
Must be because I'm hungry.
That's it.
My blood sugar levels are dropping.
quick, get the stove on.
Yes. All righty. Have a good one, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and we will catch you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.